You will increase your efficiency 20% if you learn to do the tough things first, the ones you don't want to do.
Ray Zinn now imparts his management philosophy in Tough Things First. In this series, Zinn covers it all, from the essence of human happiness,
adding value, showing that you have value,
to the downside of venture capital.
You will not own the company.
And the essence of entrepreneurial discipline.
If you're going to make it a consistent practice of working Saturdays just because you think you've got to work 80 hours a week to be successful, you're just flat out wrong.
Now here's Ray Zinn, Silicon Valley's longest serving CEO and today's guest host.
I'm Rob Artigo, and this is Tough Things First. I'm your guest host, and this time we also are joined by Paul Moore. Hi, Paul.
Hey, Rob. How you doing today?
Good, good, good. Thank you for having us back, Ray.
No problem. I'm glad that all three of us could be on. Paul, he used to work for me at Micrel.
It's a first time for us to do this, three people at the same time, so we'll see how this works out, but I think it should be pretty fascinating to hear your perspective and also to hear what Paul has to say on these issues. Let's talk about vision and insight, Ray. Are vision and insight, when it comes to the company dynamic, are they mutually exclusive, or does a successful business need both vision and insight?
You need both. Vision is your view of things as they could be or should be. And insight is having that wisdom and knowledge that the vision that you have is correct. And so insight is how does your gut feel? And that's what insight is. And vision is your ability to articulate the view you have for particular function. You don't have to be the CEO. You could just be an engineer, but be able to look and see the direction that you want to take your particular business or project.
Paul, he mentioned you can be an engineer doing that. Of course, you are an engineer, chip engineer, chip designer, and the vision and insight concept, like he said, you don't have to be the CEO to have it. When you're running a project or just simply doing design work, vision and insight is the way that Ray described it. Does that work out accordingly?
Absolutely. Yeah, sure. I think I filed over a dozen patents at Micrel, and I didn't just file them to create a new invention and show off that I had something novel to create. I listened to conference calls between designers, and I went to Ray's Friday Ops Review. Ray and I met every month and talked about the technology development. I was the director of technology development at Micrel, and I wanted to make sure I was aligned. So I didn't go out and try to create the world's best digital transistor. We were focused on power transistors. So that was the vision of the company, is how can we succeed as a small semiconductor company? Well, we're not going to go up against Intel and create a CPU. We're going to do power management. So in my purview, what can I do to help with the corporate vision? So Ray and I went back and forth about that a lot, in good ways, of course.
I think it's a good example Paul brings up. An invention is good, but if it doesn't match the direction of the company, like he suggested, rather than us take on Intel with a microprocessor, we develop power management products, which is more in our purview. So our vision is to become a good power management company. The insight would be what kind of power management would be the best products to go after. So that's a good way to put it. For example, if you're running a restaurant, you could say, well, my vision is to have a 4-star, 5-star restaurant, and so then the insight is to know what kind of restaurant to put in. I mean, if you've got too many Taco Bells around, so to speak, you don't want to put in another kind of a Mexican restaurant. You want to pick something else. But so you want to make sure you have the right insight to match the vision of your project.
It sounds like it's something that should take place. It can be organic and grow throughout time, but you need to have there during the planning phase of your business.
Absolutely. So, if you don't, you're going to waste money. You're going to go off in the wrong direction. Throw this out to our listeners. How many of you out there have started out in one direction but headed off in another. In other words, your view or your vision was to go this way, but then your insight was not quite correct, and you had to switch gears and you had to go off and tackle in another direction. That happened to me when I started my Krell. My vision was to have this semiconductor company with a set of great products. But when I went to raise the money, I didn't want to go through venture capital. So I had to go to the bank to raise money. But the bank said, well, but you can't lose money. And I said, oh, well, if I can't lose money, then that changes my direction. I have to go to start the company. So my vision was to have the company. My insight was wrong, meaning that I thought the bank would loan me money to do a startup with a product line, and it turned out to be a fault. So that caused me to shift gears, and that's where vision and insight work together.
Well, the word wisdom comes to mind, and I'm wondering if wisdom comes into play when you've got your vision and insight together. Is it kind of a glue that holds the two together?
Yeah, wisdom is the proper application of knowledge. So, you know, if you have a great vision but lack wisdom or insight, knowledge, and an understanding of where you're going, you're going to be heading off in the wrong direction. And that's the reason that a lot of companies go out of business.
Paul, are these skills that one can develop over time?
Well, you know, Ray was a mentor of mine, so he helped me become polished in that regard. I think that there are some people that are really good at executing tasks and following direction. And there are some people that are good at picking up what it is the underlying tone or vision of the company is and how to contribute outside an exact instruction. So I tried to be the kind of person that got a good feel for what the company needed and then bring my angle into it to help the company's vision. Because if I just listen to exactly the instructions Ray gave me, I wouldn't come up with anything novel because by definition, he didn't know about it. So we tried to think, okay, our big accomplishment would be had by creating a smaller transistor for 12-volt rail, for example. So rail, I'm sorry, for some people might be a little obscure technical term, but it just means the supply is 12 volts. And we had to create a transistor that was most cost effective given the fab that we were working in. And that turned out to be an optimization of making the transistor extremely small for that voltage. And nobody told me, hey, you need to, in order for us to proceed and achieve our vision, you need to go build this transistor. We just understood that's what we needed to do.
That's another podcast to talk about the stick-to-itiveness that you need in order to execute on your vision. You ask, is this a learned thing? In other words, can you learn to have good insight and learn to have wisdom and learn to have good vision? And so that's I think that's another podcast. So maybe we ought to save that for another time.
You've been listening to Tough Things First, candid talk with Silicon Valley's longest-serving CEO, Ray Zinn. Drop by the contact page at toughthingsfirst.com for more about the book, more podcasts, and links to Ray's Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn pages to keep up with Ray Zinn's wisdom daily.